This podcast was recorded using Uber Conference by Dialpad.
Hello, this is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller. We are speaking today with Vina Vedgama. She is the VP of Marketing at Telestax. How are you doing today, Vina?
I'm super, Don. How are you?
I am an equal because I'm super today. It's just over the little cold last week, so I'm doing great. Before we get started in talking about technology that a lot of people are going to be very interested in, can you give a little overview of Telestax?
Sure. Telestax has been a company that's been around a while. We are a CPaaS enabler and an app developer for communications companies. So if you are, for example, a service provider and you're interested in offering CPaaS services to your customers, we are the one company that you can work with to enable that to happen. And we not only have a very, very comprehensive modular platform called RESCOM that is well known in the industry that CSPs and other communication companies can utilize to do practically anything when it comes to API development for their customers. We also offer very specific apps that are more off the shelf, plug and play, there you go, to help a CSP quickly get to market, you know, for their customers. And some of those apps include things like our Smart 2FA app that we announced just a few months back. And then most recently, we talked about added value for Cisco UC1 SMS enablement. And then most recently, we've added SMS enablement for Cisco WebEx Teams.
I think that's exactly what we're looking to talk about. So as a value added Cisco solution provider, can you get into the SMX text that is available to the UC1?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to. For UC1 and also for WebEx Teams, these are two, you know, UCaaS platforms that Cisco offers to companies worldwide. And one of the great things about these systems for businesses is it allows an employee to communicate and converse with whether it's colleagues or customers or partners or vendors through a dedicated interface where they can keep track of the conversations and the communications and the support tickets, as well as the customer records, and et cetera, et cetera. One area that these tools don't have, which is becoming way more necessary than ever before, is the ability to text. So that is the stuff that we're offering to Cisco, which they are now enabling to their customers. So within the interface, the customer can send and receive an SMS to folks within the organization and to folks externally to the organization. And in doing so, there's an incredible amount of advantages, as I'm sure you can imagine. You know, one, it's all done in the same interface. All the messages are saved, so it's associated with the customer record. You know, IT is happier because that stuff is tracked and more secure. And it allows for greater collaboration because there are so many stories out there today where companies are able to talk to their customers via text message. And when you look at millennials and where people are going, people are becoming way more comfortable to have business conversations through SMS now, especially internationally.
The UC1, is that tied to the formerly BroadSoft customers?
That is.
Okay,
yes.
So in that respect, that's targeting really those organizations, but the WebEx Teams is more open to any of the companies that were not UC1 based. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Cisco offers a variety of options and flavors based on company size and their budgets and what they're trying to accomplish. So we have SMS enablement for both solutions and can fully support both.
Cisco collaboration tools serve what? 300 million users worldwide at this point. I mean, that's huge. And
yes,
the number is growing all the time. So your assistance with the SMS is going to mean, has significant meaning at this point.
You know, absolutely. And again, Don, I think it just points to this necessary trend that we're seeing across the world of people that are expecting companies to be able to do business with them through their SMS. And it shouldn't always be that I have to open up a different app to talk to the company, right? I want to be able to send a text message to a business directly within my text messaging system, right? I don't have to go and click in a new app and open up a new screen and communicate that way. So it's about doing what makes sense for what the customer is trying to accomplish.
A lot of people, and I think this is the problem that you're probably trying to address within organizations, they are using their own cell phones to communicate when they're out on the road, when they're traveling, when they're working from home. A lot of times they're using their cell phones. And you're basically enabling those individuals to maintain that company connection through their cell phone with a security level, which is different than just doing it on their cell phone.
Yeah. And if, think of a really great salesperson, for example. They usually have a strong relationship with their customer. They're in charge of, 30 accounts. They're probably on a one-on-one first name basis with people in each of those accounts and probably talk with them all the time, whether it's evenings, weekends, just whatever that customer might need in terms of support. And for the employee who is using, for example, tools like Salesforce or WebEx Teams and other internal systems to monitor account activity, customer orders, shipment dates, billing information, for them to have to go and look that up and then go back to their cell phone and open up their texting system and send them a personal text, it's just so cumbersome and so inelegant, right? It just makes a lot of sense that the system they use to send an email or communicate should also have the ability to SMS. And that's what we've offered.
It actually is, because one of the keys with trying to manage the accounts and employees that leave and the new employees and keeping the data intact is that you're now keeping all of the data and communication between those employees and their customers internally, and you can actually do some big data type research on the data that is being acquired from those texts and activity that are going on.
Right. You got it. Really good point. That security aspect to it.
Yes, exactly. What kind of marketing activity are you getting involved with? I know you're new Telestax, but you're not new to the industry, and you're bringing a lot of experience along with you. How are you looking to try and deliver the SMS message to the channel?
That's a great question, Don. It's so much fun to talk about my work and what we're getting done at Telestax. Telestax is this agile, nimble, amazing company. We're global. We have folks that work around the clock just putting together new ideas and new projects for our customers. I would say that my focus in marketing is right now a lot of sales enablement. We have a pretty healthy, amazing list of customers around the world that are interested in bringing CPaaS out to their enterprise businesses. But they themselves may not have the bandwidth or the technology training or the sales training in order to go and make that sale or to educate their audience, right? So one of my primary objectives in my job at the moment is to help with training programs and help get information out to our partners so they can be, ridiculously successful at talking about the explosion of use cases that are around CPaaS and what it has to offer. Lots of times you go into like a doctor's office or a hospital chain, and you'll say, "Hey, I think you guys need CPaaS," and they won't have a clue what you're talking about. But if you say, "Hey, I think you need appointment scheduling to reduce the number of no-shows," and we can help you do that in a very automated fashion through people's ability to text or, automated IVRs, then they get really interested. And it's a big value add for them, and it's a big thing that customers are expecting. So that's a big thing what I'm working on right now, is helping get those use cases out to our partners so they can share it.
The wildly successful aspect of this, I'm sure management really likes that part of it, because that means wildly revenue generating. So that's all good stuff.
Yeah, well, we're a channel model company, right? So in order for us to succeed, we need our channel partners to succeed. So yeah, and it's the economies of scale, of course, which we're excited about. So a lot of good opportunity here.
Where can our listeners find out a little bit more? We reach quite a few thousands, 4,000 to 5,000 carriers, managed service providers, and a lot of large enterprise. So I know that there'll be some interested people in trying to add the SMS capabilities within their profile. How can they reach or find out a little bit more?
Well, yeah, the easiest thing to say, I think, would be just to go to our website, you know, www.telestax.com, and that's TELESTAX.com. And you can easily fill out a form on that site and we'll be able to get back to you. We have a very active LinkedIn page. We would welcome comments on that as well. And people are welcome to go to my LinkedIn profile and send me a message. And, you know, we'll see what we can do to help them out.
This is Don Witt with the Channel Daily News from Telecom Reseller, speaking with Veena Vadgama. She is the VP of Marketing at Telestax. And Veena, this has really been a pleasure, and I think you're going to be very successful over there with Telestax.
The pleasure was all mine, Don. I greatly appreciate the time, and thanks for your vote of confidence. I appreciate it.